Hello, baseless speculation listener. Do you hate money and earthly possessions? Do you wish to follow the simple life to enlightenment where it's just you, your waterlogged iPhone, and us? Well, do we have the solution for you? Baseless Speculation Plus. Just head to sanspantsradio.com/plus and sign up today to get ad-free early episodes, maybe the occasional bonus episode, and the respect of your loved ones. Us. Once again, sanspantsradio.com/plus. Treat yourself and, by extension, us. We're proud of you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation. All the pop culture news and the research, so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now boys, what do we think is going to happen in Doctor Who 2023? Whoa.
Bet you didn't fucking see that one coming. If I mean, obviously you did if you read the title of the episode.
I don't. I subscribe.
Just play.
And hope for the best.
You say, "Hey Siri, play me a bad podcast."
This is the one she picks every time.
Every time. Well, obviously you're listening. Like yeah, you have to yell at Siri to play the podcast because your podcast is halfway through an S bend.
Yeah.
Play a podcast and in your phone.
If you try to reach for it, your shoulder will hit the flush button and you'll lose your phone. Forever. You're just here. Hey, everybody, welcome to this week. We disappear down into the sewers.
Yeah.
That's whatever at the treatment plant, the waste treatment plant. They just get phone after phone playing episodes of this podcast.
Yeah. They're like, the BS boys have done it again.
David Tennant, he back.
Again, he's for the third time, technically.
Yeah, that's true.
Although the second time he appeared.
Mm.
Was he hadn't left yet?
No, that was him. It was like he was traveling through time.
It was a fake
out. Yeah,
a fake out.
Bumped into his future self. Yeah,
no.
He regenerated, but into himself because he had his old hand.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then there was two doctors for a bit, but one that aged, and then what's the name? Rose.
That's right. He left Rose with the mortal doctor on the beach.
He's only got one heart.
Yeah, I remember that. That's awesome.
So we all used to be Doctor Who guys. We've all seen various amounts of Doctor Who.
Yes.
You both checked out a little bit before I did.
Yes, I checked out just at when Capaldi started.
I think probably the same.
Yeah.
I checked out
Matt
after
Smith
Capaldi.
Ended, and then it was like, oh, maybe I'll give Capaldi a couple of episodes. I don't care.
Yeah, I watched the first couple episodes of the Jodie Whittaker season and was like, yeah, cool, I'll get back to it. Mm. And then jump cut 5 years. I didn't get back to it.
Doctor Who, for me, I really like it, but I feel like if I watch too much of it, it's like I get like a build-up, and then I'm like, it's too much nonsense. Mm. I have to step away.
When we watch the trailer for this, I will say that after not watching Doctor Who for 5 or 6 years...
Mm.
It is like, I'm like, oh yeah, looks like arsehole, but it's a different type of arsehole to the way movies look.
Yeah, yeah.
And it seems like a nice break from superhero stuff, even though the Doctor is sort of superhero-y.
It's charming how, like, asshole Doctor yeah. looks. Yeah, you're yeah. like, oh, that's charming. You do it. Like, it looks this, good enough. Like, yeah.
In this trailer, one of the guys has crab claw hands. Yeah. There's a fly-looking fella.
There's, like, a little fur. It looks like a Furby or whatever.
Yeah, it's like a yeah. cat and a Furby turned like into a guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like a gremlin. Before yeah. it's a gremlin. Mogwai, kind of. Mm. Mogwai-looking motherfucker. yeah.
But, so, the trailer we've watched, which has been available online for 3 months, advertising the specials that are coming at the end of 2023, Jodie Whittaker has regenerated, and she regenerated into David Tennant, which is fucked up. So yeah. David Tennant is officially the 14th Doctor.
Yeah.
And something has happened that has drawn him back to Donna Noble.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are unfamiliar with what happened
Donna.
There.
Dr. Yeah. Donna.
When David Tennant regenerated into himself.
Oh no, himself, yes.
He shot Donna with regenerate. What did he regenerate her?
He like, regenerated her.
This was like, wow, this was towards the end. This wasn't...
He gave her one of his regenerations from memory.
Yeah, because she looked into the void and the void looked back or whatever.
Yeah, he's factoring. Like, she's going to fucking die. Something like this. I gave her one of my regenerations, but and she becomes real powerful. But if you have Time Lord energy in your
human.
Filthy mortal body...
You'll fucking die.
Yeah, so he makes her... He gives her a forget-me potion.
Yeah.
yeah.
Kicks her out
That's
in London.
Right. There are there are alien like planets that will sing songs about Donna, and she will never know that
she
saved all these people. Blah, blah,
yeah,
handballed back to
Earth,
old London town.
Right, O'Donna, get the fuck out. I'm taking Grandpa with me, and he's actually going to be the reason I fucking die.
That's right.
He knocked four times. Yeah. Should have knocked three.
Yeah, come on, brother. Yes. So then. Yeah, so he obviously hasn't seen Donna Noble in quite some time.
In quite some time, actually. Probably the last time we saw Donna Noble.
Yeah, that's true.
Was the last time the Doctor did.
So it seems like in this, something is coming for Donna, some threat of some kind. And the Doctor's like, I need to protect Donna Noble, but if she sees me, she dies.
Yeah, because she'll remember and then her brain will explode.
yeah.
Awesome way to die.
Oh, yeah, dude. What a way to go.
Doctor Who occasionally does fucked up things where it's like, what you're seeing isn't that fucked, but the implications of what just happened is horrific.
Yeah, I was reminded of that episode of like the bottle episode where they're just in that like one tiny little spaceship.
Yeah.
And it's just about
midnight.
And it's just about like some alien unknown life form just taking over a person and mimicking.
Yeah.
It's such
a good
episode.
I'm thinking Fuck about that episode rules. Where they go to the Ood planet and they push a guy in the Ood brain.
Oh, yeah!
That's fucking awesome,
That
man.
Is awesome.
I love the Ood so much.
Yeah.
They got their brains in the outside
they
their body.
Their
they hold it. What if you just tripped over?
You're
dead.
Your
brain splats in the ground. Dead fucking Ood. Oh, Oods are awesome.
Yeah, because originally Oods are holding balls in their original design.
Yeah.
And then the series reveals that no, those balls is because they cut off their brain.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's fucked up.
Yeah,
the Ood are
so trusting that they have their brain on their outside of their body or whatever.
And Doctor Who keeps killing Oods accidentally.
yeah.
I have a vague memory of him landing the TARDIS on top of one. And he steps out and he's not even sad. I think he's just like, I gotta stop killing Oods.
I think that scene may be made up just for you.
Something like that.
I think there's a scene where
Did you just watch, I don't know, The Wizard of Oz and then have a fever dream?
Did you just watch Robot Chicken and then have an idea for a Robot Chicken sketch? Were you trying to write British Robot Chicken? You're like, I could be Seth Green.
I could be British Seth Green.
Jackson,
you're Australian.
What if I did, I don't know, maybe British Family Guy? This is a good cutaway gig.
I could do British Family Guy. Cool, blimey, Brian.
They don't need to change their names.
yeah.
Brian's a perfectly good British name.
Peter?
What the deuce? Because Stewie would be American, obviously.
A cowboy.
What the deuce, Lois?
Oh, damn you, vile woman! It works. That's the scariest thing, is how well it works.
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's me, Meg. I'm loathsome.
Oh, giggity, giggity, go!
It's me, the lovable pervert, Quagmire.
Yeah, he should have more of a Ray Winston voice.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's me.
Oh, look at them, you young birds. Oh, so many young birds are in there.
Oh, Quagmire.
Who else but Quagmire?
Hello, it's me, Joe.
This is perfect.
Yeah.
Like I said, the scary thing is how well it works. It's really, yeah, it's frightening.
Instead of American Dad, he should have made British Dad.
Oh, well.
Morning to the king.
That's why we're the best.
Yeah. That's why this podcast is playing from your toilet bowl right now through the filter of gurgling water.
So people come for Donna.
Yeah.
Assuming, do you reckon it'll tie very much directly to something we've seen, or it'll be more of like something happened off camera, basically?
Yeah. So, the other part that we can probably speculate on, and a bit of information that we haven't said in this episode yet, is these specials are also the return of Russell T. Davies.
Oh, okay. Cool.
As the showrunner and the head writer of these episodes.
That's good, to be honest.
Yeah.
I did not care for when Moffat took over.
I don't mind Moffat. It's, I mean, you haven't experienced this yet, but
no.
Chris Chibnall.
Yeah. What did he say?
The Chris guy,
yeah.
He really, really does not do well at writing Doctor Who. Moffat.
Who?
The guy that, so when Jodie Whittaker takes over, there's a new showrunner. His name's Chris Chibnall. Yeah. He sucks.
Okay, that's a shame.
And a lot of the problems that those seasons apparently have is like Jodie Whittaker, sick as the Doctor, terrible writing.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Because I always found Moffat very good at individual episodes, not great as the showrunner or like with big like arcs.
See, my memory might be totally wrong, but I remember like, so season 6, which is the second Matt Smith episode season, is messy unless you watch it in like big chunks, in which case it actually all does tie together quite nicely.
Okay.
But some of the little reveals that then become important, you just totally don't even register because they happen in episodes where because that's the episode where that's the series where Amy turns out to be fake.
Oh, yeah.
Amy's goo or something.
That's right. Yeah. Forgot Amy was goo.
I tried the silence. They were pretty cool.
Yeah, and then that kind of stuff ties into the end of season 5 when the TARDIS blows up. It gets blowed up.
That's right.
But Russell T. Davies and Moffat both do the same thing of like where they're fans of Doctor Who, so you can be pretty sure they will bring back something they're fond of. I would not be surprised if, even though he's been killed recently on screen.
The Master?
Yeah, John Sim, baby.
Yeah. Oh, that would be awesome. I haven't seen John Sim in too long.
Yeah, well, he's in the end of Capaldi's run.
Oh, okay.
Because, look, I don't know why I was going to say spoilers. I guess spoilers for you two, but not listeners. Missy,
spoilers for listeners who've not seen these seasons.
Missy and the Master kill each other.
Oh, I see.
They stab. They're the same person, but in a different regeneration, and they stab each other and both die.
That's cool.
So is Missy the regeneration of the Master? Mm-hmm. Like, as in after? So
yeah.
So where Missy stabbing the Master?
Yeah.
Then the Master become Missy.
Missy kind of has a turn.
Yeah.
Towards good. And fucking hates the Master. But then the Master has come back again in Jodie Whittaker's season as a different guy.
Okay.
So I don't know what has happened because I haven't seen it.
I guess if it is, unless it is more timey-wimey bullshit. It's like, so Missy stabs the Master and then become Missy. And then whoever Missy then regenerates into is the new lad.
That would make sense, but I think in the show they're like, "I've killed you in a way where you can't regenerate." But also,
but he did.
Yeah,
that's kind of the trick with Doctor Who is that they
you can say whatever
you
want.
You can kind of do anything. Yeah, there's kind of no rules.
Because wasn't that the Tenant one, like the Eccleston the Tenant one? It's like, I've only got like X many to go.
Yeah, there was always a rule.
Don't worry, I've got a couple more.
Yeah, I found a couple.
There was a rule where the Doctor could only regenerate 12 times, I think. And then that makes Matt Smith's regeneration the last. So Matt Smith into Capaldi's
the last.
No, I think Matt Smith is the last one.
Yeah.
And then like
he goes into
gift.
Christmas or whatever.
Yeah, he gets a gift of regenerations from Time Lord God.
Time Lord.
He's standing on a big tower and the sky gives it to him.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but I can't remember who that is or why. Yeah.
Father Time?
Father
Maybe.
Christmas.
Maybe.
Father Christmas.
Ho, 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 a Christmas miracle.
It could be.
Because Matt Smith's doing one of those huge speeches that Matt Smith loves to do.
He did a lot of them in his time.
Which is fair, because I personally think he was better at them than David Tennant was. And then I think they just kind of stopped doing it. Capaldi doesn't really have any big speeches. Christopher Eccleston's one of like, someone always dies, but not today. No one's going to die today. Yeah. It's a good one.
Mm. He was great.
Christopher Eccleston was a sick doctor.
He's a fucking baller doctor. Bring him back.
Season one
I love Eccleston so much.
He's such an angry doctor
as
well.
hated the queen.
Yeah.
And probably hates the king. Big fan.
He's awesome, yeah.
Christopher Eccleston's doctor is real angry, fucked up, got big ears.
Yeah.
He has, unfortunately in his season though, there is three separate episodes where the main villain's thing is that they're farty.
Oh yeah.
Remember the fart aliens?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like kind of a joke and it's a two-part episode.
Yeah.
It's resolved and then they come back for the they're a key part of the
Everyone
finale.
Everyone loves the farty alien. That's what the writers room
they're
was
so
saying.
Farty.
They're the farties.
Should we bring him back this many times? People will love him.
And they were right.
I like when he says, run.
Yeah. Mm. Run. Mm. Oh, that is good.
Hi, Rose. I'm the doctor. Mm. Run.
The first episode is just like a spooky version of The Mannequin.
Yeah.
That's right.
And it's good when he's getting strangled by the loose mannequin hand.
Yeah. Doctor Who's awesome.
See, Doctor Who's sick.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like, I mean, again, there's a lot of seasons I haven't seen,
yeah.
But it doesn't seem like any of the aliens or the monsters in this special are aliens we've seen previously.
They're not ones I recognize.
The wasp one or the moth one or whatever has big vibes of an updated version of one from like the 70s.
Yeah.
Just by the costume of it. So like I wonder if it's a callback to the time Doctor Who fought a big moth robot.
That also wouldn't surprise me because Russell T Davies is a fan of Doctor Who since he was the one in charge of the new seasons of Doctor Who. I doubt he's a fan of the things he made up.
Yeah, yeah, he's probably a fan of the
older
Doctor Who.
Wasn't there Cybermen in the trailer, or am I just not paying that much attention?
There's like a helmety thing, but it's not like an obvious Cybermen thing, but Cybermen have come back recently. In fact, I think the fight, and you're not going to believe this, but I'm pretty sure the fight that results in Jodie Whittaker regenerating is Cybermen.
Oh, yeah.
Daleks.
Whoa!
And the Master.
No way!
It's so good when the season finale is coming up and they're just all the big hitters are back and they're going to fuck the Doctor.
Yeah, absolutely.
It'll be sick to see a Dalek again. And I know I could see a Dalek again if I simply watched the last couple of episodes. But I want to see them with David Tennant.
Yeah. What explanation do you think they'll give for David Tennant or Jodie Whittaker regenerating back into someone they've already been?
I think that will be tied into whatever the fuck is going on with Donna.
Oh, okay.
Like, it'll be like, the universe, this person is drawing power or energy in the universe, and its plan is to bring the Doctor and...
They might do a thing where they're like, because you gave one of your regenerations to Donna Noble... What about this?
Oh, yeah.
Because you gave one of your... This is big Doctor Who energy. Your regeneration to Donna Noble, that's the you shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
So the regeneration that Jodie Whittaker is doing is that regeneration that you...
Whoa.
Basically, you used improperly. And so Donna Noble, I don't know, for whatever reason, that's making her... sick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's brought David Tennant back because he never really died because he kind of put a little bit of himself into Donna Noble, basically.
The other thing that we know for sure in this is that David Tennant regenerates at the end of this.
Yeah, I did not think that he was sticking around.
Oh, no, because they've already... So they did a crazy fake out.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they announced the new Doctor.
He's got a cool look, the new Doctor.
Yeah. They announced the new Doctor, and people were like, this is Jodie Whittaker's last scene. Yeah. They regenerated to him, and then...
Regenerated to
David Tennant.
Is it... So it has have they regenerated into like someone like the Doctor that looks like David Tennant, or is it like the Doctor of like the previous?
So I would have speculated that he was just regenerating into a guy that looks like David Tennant, except in this trailer he says "Allons-y,"
which
is not something the Doctor just says. It's only something
it's David
the 10th
Tennant.
Doctor
it seems
says.
Like he's back and he's confused about being back.
He also says, I don't know who I am or something like that, but that's also classic regeneration.
Yeah.
Every time the Doctor regenerates, it just becomes dumb as fuck.
What do you reckon will be like when you've regenerated into you and, you know, there's always that scene where he's feeling his body. What do you reckon you would say?
Perfect.
Awesome. This again.
I'll be like feeling my body and then I'll be like, one nut. What the hell?
I do the same thing, but I'm like, ooh, huge nuts. Yeah, biggest like, nuts imaginable.
I'm doughy again.
Damn it. It's going to be all at the run places.
Nah. I'm going
to
get tired.
Time to stay. Oh, my back.
Oh, fuck.
I regenerated fucked.
Why are they? Oh, why am I so brittle?
Why am I so oily? This new body's got very clammy hands.
Did I regenerate in the shower?
No, just wet, I guess.
How do we think? Well, I guess. I guess, however, the doctor's going to regenerate is going to be, like,
he'll die,
directly. Yes, Jackson. I was going to say what's going to cause it, but I guess it'll be some kind of self-sacrifice to save Donna.
Well, yeah. I think it'll be like, okay, if I do this, not only are you saved, but you can remember being Dr. Donna, and you can remember being all our adventures together.
Well, maybe it's like if the regeneration he gave to Donna is running out, or it's going rotten inside her or whatever, he's like, I need to take it back, which means I'm going to die, but you get to remember everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That makes sense.
Like, I'm taking the bad regeneration.
Okay.
The doctor regenerating, though, there's so many fucking things that have happened where the doctor's regenerated where it's like, what? They could do anything. The fucking eighth doctor regenerates into the ninth doctor because he gets shot in a gang fight.
You trip over, you got coconut lands on your head, you're
regenerating. Well, that also happens. The seventh regenerates into the eighth because he bumps his head in the TARDIS.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, there's also that war doctor.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah, the war doctor.
Mm-hmm. I don't know much about them because they're part of the... They were the doctor before.
So John Hurt retroactively is the doctor in between the eighth doctor, the ninth doctor and the... No, sorry, the eighth doctor and the ninth doctor.
But there's another doctor in there, isn't there? There is. There's a lady doctor who's the doctor, but when they were at war.
That's John Hurt.
There's another one. Look it up on your little machine. There's another doctor. She was added in the Jodie Whittaker seasons, I'm pretty sure.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and she's the doctor who
war doctor.
The whole thing with John Hurt
I know
Hurt
there's the John Hurt doctor.
Because John Hurt's the one who destroys Gallifrey.
Yeah. Gallifrey. There's another doctor. There's another lady doctor.
Is Gallifrey still stuck in Beyond Time?
Who can say? It's not for me to know, my friend.
About this lady doctor, but we don't know about Gallifrey. Interesting. I don't know if you are a true friend. Answer me these questions, Jackson.
Oh, no. I'm wearing a Doctor Who t-shirt, but I know nothing about it. I'm just doing it for the fashion. You found this other doctor, I'm... Sure
list
is real.
Of the Doctor Regeneration.
She was added, and it was like, this is the Doctor. She's like really warlike and really direct. Yeah, she's like from the middle of the war, I think, or some shit. Damn. I don't know. She's got a cool outfit too.
Watch some Doctor Who. Yeah. This is dangerous.
Yeah, we're all going to become
a dangerous episode.
It's dangerous for us, but also dangerous for the listeners. Because we're going to be like, all right, what do you think is going to happen in season 16 of Doctor Who? And then it's long and not funny.
Because we're just genuinely into it. We just genuinely want to know. Yeah.
Sorry, okay. So I reckon in this, while you're looking up at Lady Doctor, which may or may not exist. So I reckon, so at the end of this, Tennant. Yeah, got the ass, as we all know.
Yeah, yeah.
New Doctor.
I like them
Chuckle
both.
My tongue. So I reckon we're going to get maybe Donna as the companion.
Oh, okay, to the new Doctor?
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
Is Russell T Davies, he continuing?
I think so.
So I reckon we might get Donna as the companion.
That'd be cool.
This is also the 60-year anniversary, and last time they did... So when there's big anniversaries, the one thing they love to do is to
get
team
old
a doctor up with another doctor.
Yeah. Mm.
The one that they haven't been able to get back yet.
Eccleston.
Yeah. So I think if they're going to do it.
But I forget because I feel like this happens a lot to Eccleston, but isn't he like, I never want to go near it again. It was not fun. Or am I thinking of his time in superhero movies? Or am I thinking of him in a bunch of other... That just keeps happening to poor Eccleston.
He fucking hated Thor
the Dark World,
He didn't like Doctor Who, but he didn't like a lot of the, like, having to... Pretty much all the stuff the superhero guys have to do now of being like, what's your favorite fucking episode?
Oh, yeah.
And, like, he was like, the long hours and stuff like that don't suit me. But if he just comes back
for a special.
A special.
Yeah, he could do that.
And he recently, and by recently I mean maybe 5 years ago, because again,
yeah,
I was very switched into Doctor Who, and then it wasn't like a dial that faded out. It was on, and then I clicked it off. He came back for a big audio, what's it called? Big
audiobook?
Audio drama?
I forget what the exact, you know, the Doctor Who ones.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
I think it is big audio. Anyway, he came back for one of those.
Okay.
So I reckon it wouldn't be crazy out of the picture.
And it would kind of,
imagine if Tennant dies.
Yeah.
Like the
regenerates.
And then regenerates into Eccleston. Like, what?
What is happening?
Just for like a brief moment.
That would be great. Well, yeah, they could do Capaldi, I guess, but it feels kind of quite recent, really, for a team up. Have you found them? Am I right? Am I a genius once again?
No. Well,
fuck.
No. Very,
very wrong.
Very wrong. But okay, I just spoiled one of the things that happens to Jodie Whittaker season for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it explains the Master.
Yeah.
The Doctor at one point regenerates into the new Master. So the Master is the Doctor. So they have after Missy and John Sim both die, then we meet a new Master, and I think that Master is actually the Doctor that something fucked up's happened to.
They fix it. What the fuck?
Doctor rocks.
I think this is the kind of build-up I'm talking about. This is where it starts to get too much for my system, and I have to stop for 10 years or something.
Was the Master always the Doctor?
No.
Okay.
I think it's just like you meet a new Master in this series.
But that's actually
and then
the
reveal is that the Doctor, something fucked up happened.
Yeah.
No, because it's Jodie Whittaker is the one who regenerates into this Master. So like something fucked up happens to Jodie Whittaker.
But then they regenerate back into Jodie Whittaker.
The companions do some shit which fixes it.
I'm excited to figure out
how the fuck they explain that.
So regenerating backwards is possible.
I think this is why Doctor Who tickles my brain in a way, because it's comic book bullshit.
Yeah.
It's just like the writers are like, oh fuck, we're putting ourselves into a corner. Let's just invent something.
The Master now.
And somehow, I don't know why it doesn't feel as egregious as when like a comic book movie does it. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
I think it doesn't hide its like
punkiness.
True.
It's always sort of had that.
Yeah, and I think with comic book movies they try and force it where it's like, this is serious.
Yeah.
Doctor Who is like, this is emotional.
But it's still not serious. It's stupid.
Like, I think a good example is at the end of season 3 where David Tennant has been turned into Gollum.
Yeah, that's right.
And then everyone thinks about the Doctor. And that's an emotional scene, but it's also fucking stupid.
Yeah. He needs the world to think about the Doctor, then he becomes the Doctor again.
Yeah.
Or when they meet those Daleks in 1920s New York and the building of the construction of the Chrysler building.
Yeah,
like, they're just like, do whatever, man. Stuff just happens and you deal with it.
Andy Garfield's in that one.
Yeah, Andy Garfield is in that one.
Big Finish was the name of the audiobook, so I was trying to think of. Okay. Anyway, the Doctor's died of old age 3 times. That's sick.
That's awesome. How does that make sense?
Well, because...
Don't worry about it.
No, it's like the Time Lords still have like a natural age span, and it's just when they get to the end of that, they regenerate.
That's right.
I guess without breaking the rules of time board shit,
yeah,
and provided you're not unlucky... You would just
keep going forever.
You would have 12 lives.
Oh, yeah.
Where you just live a full life, regenerate.
That was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the First Doctor, Matt Smith, and the War Doctor all died of old age.
That's a long war, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
It takes a while to... What's Dalek planet called? Gallifrey and... I was going to say Davros, but that's the leader
of the
guy.
He's the guy.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I'm sorry.
It's sick when the Doctor runs upstairs and he's like, the Daleks can't get me, but now the new Daleks can fly.
They can fly. Yeah.
He's like, oh.
He's like, oh,
that fucks my plan up royally. So you think Donna Noble's going to become the companion for the next Doctor?
I reckon.
For how long? For like,
I reckon maybe.
For like a season or like just for a couple of episodes?
Maybe a couple episodes.
See, I could see it being like Donna remembers the Doctor regenerates, and then maybe they have a scene where that Doctor's like, I don't really know you, but if you want to come with me, we can do that. And Donna's like, you'll never be my Doctor.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
but
I don't need to explore space. I'm just happy to have the memories. They could do a thing, which I feel like they did all the time in the early Doctor Who days, where she's like, I'm going to go have a spin-off TV show. And she just does that, where she goes and Doctor Donna's around space.
Yeah, I think they were talking about doing it. I mean, Doctor Who has done it. They've successfully
done so many spin-offs before.
Successfully before. Torchwood did okay until its last season. Where
oh, bad. Yeah. I was just thinking about Torchwood being like, do you reckon like, Captain Jack?
Captain Jack's back in one of the seasons with Jodie Whittaker.
Okay. Oh, really?
Cool. I think it was the last one before Regenerations.
Mm. Ah, cool.
So yeah, Captain Jack's been back.
All right. I really like Torchwood.
Me too. Yeah.
Up until a point.
I found...
I think the last one was like when everyone had like...
Everyone stopped dying except one guy who died the most or something.
Everyone stopped dying and then they kind of went back on their own rules and it was really stupid.
Well, that's a thing Doctor Who's usually pretty good at. It's like, here's the dumbest fucking rule. Yeah. We're not going to go back on it, but...
We might add an extra rule to get out of any problems we've caused ourselves.
I think my issue was, that's right, it was like, everyone is like, can't die.
Yeah.
And then they found a guy...
But then people start getting really sick.
Well, people just do that anyway, right? Yeah. So it's like... But there was a guy who blew himself up, and he's just goo, and then they're doing an autopsy, but he's alive.
Yeah.
And he can, like, look around and stuff, and then, like, Captain Jack is like, hey, sever his nerves.
Yeah.
Like, the brainstem or whatever, and they do that, and he's like, doesn't kill him, and he's like, all right. And so it's like, okay, not only can people not die, but they are, like, just steaming with life you can't kill them. And then, like, we've got a lot of sick people that are just now going unconscious, maybe in comas, so we're going to, you know, put them in a crematorium. That'll fix them. But I'm like, but weren't you saying that everyone was full of life?
Uh-oh.
Well, maybe that's, I guess it's like a crematorium. Yeah. So it's like, well, we didn't say Ash was still alive.
Yeah. If they are alive, it's a hell.
The Doctor's, because I was curious with Regenerations, and I guess it's funny because this is just a lot of baseless speculation, good times bullshit. Mm. The way the Doctors have regenerated.
Mm-hmm.
First Doctor, old age, and he gets really tired from fighting Cybermen.
Fair enough, it would be exhausting.
Second Doctor is forced to regenerate as a penalty for breaching the laws of the Time Lords. So
he's killed, basically.
He goes to court and then has to regenerate.
So he goes to court, executed.
Give him a chair.
Third Doctor is poisoned by radiation on the planet of the spiders. Radiation's got the Doctor twice.
Damn, dude. That's you think he'd be ready for it the second time.
The fourth Doctor, which is, you know, Tom Baker, one of the most famous Doctors, he falls off a telescope.
Did you say telescope?
Uh-huh. He fell from a telescope while merging with a mysterious figure named... before merging with a mysterious figure named The Watcher. That's right, because everyone's like, The Watcher's the Doctor, but then it's not.
Yeah.
I was imagining like a little telescope you have in your second story. Not like the Hubble. Just like a little thing.
Yeah,
just
that he climbed on top of. Whoa!
Dude, that's not that...
That's not stable.
off he goes.
Get down!
Hung by his skull.
Then the fifth Doctor gets poisoned and then regenerates, but the poison's made him angry, so he strangles his companion when he comes back.
Oh yeah,
that's awesome, man, to be in the writer's room there where they're like, yeah, because what about this,
does he kill the companion or just strangles
no just strangles them, and it's like a fan favorite companion too.
Okay, so the poison, hear me out, what if it just pisses him off?
The Doctor regenerates. He pretty much
gets angry.
He's pissed.
Yeah, he briefly is like
he punches the wall or something.
No, he strangles his companion to death.
We keep that to not death? Though?
What the one we all love and like is beloved by the viewing audience?
Yeah.
Violence against this person by the new Doctor
because the poison made him pissed off.
Yeah, but this is their first. So this is the first time we get to see this new Doctor.
Yeah.
And he's going to be strangling the old
companion because of the poison. Because remember, the poison made him pissed off.
Yeah, right. To death? Well, not to death.
To death.
To death?
Oh, wait, sorry. Not straight. No, the companion doesn't get straight.
No. She can live. That's
fine. Okay.
The companion, I think, is just unconscious for a bit.
All right, so we fake it out, make it look like he's killed him.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Let's start filming.
Print. Perfect season.
Then the sixth Doctor regenerates is injured.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In an attack on the TARDIS, but that's the one where he bumps his head.
Oh, okay. Yeah, good stuff.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Then this is my personal favorite.
Yeah.
The seventh Doctor regenerates after he shot in San Francisco and then killed during surgery due to the doctors being unfamiliar with his anatomy.
Who plays that one?
So Sylvester McCoy regenerates into Paul McGann.
That's right, Paul McGann.
And Paul McGann drinks poison.
As a goof?
Does it piss him off?
It doesn't piss. Well, actually, it might piss him off because that's when he becomes the War Doctor.
Oh, okay.
He dies of old age. Ninth Doctor regenerates because he absorbs the time vortex.
So did Paul McGann, is in when he becomes the War Doctor? Because I'm guessing this was all done during that special where we get to see John Hurt.
Yeah.
Was Paul McGann being like, my doctor is not a good, like, he's not a good War Doctor. I need someone who's violent and whatever.
So I'll drink this poison
so I can be a better war.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a short episode, I'm pretty sure. It's like 15 minutes. Tennant regenerates twice. First is shot by a Dalek. Funny way to die.
Yeah, yeah.
Then radiation poisoning again.
By Donna's dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then Matt Smith gets too old.
Mm-hmm.
Dies by Christmas. Yeah, Capaldi is electrocuted.
Oh, yeah.
Way to go.
Then, yeah.
Jodie becomes the master for a bit.
Attacked by Quun. So, okay, I have no idea how to say this.
Yeah.
Q-U-R-U-N-X energy.
Quinx.
Quinx energy under the master's control and the power of the doctor.
Okay.
Question.
Answer.
What's Quinx?
I don't know.
Gotta watch and find out, baby.
I'll find out in the power of the doctor.
Yeah.
Anyway, Doctor Who fucking rocks.
Listen to the 48 Hours podcast for shocking murder cases and compelling real life dramas from one of television's most watched true crime shows. Go behind the scenes of each episode with award-winning CBS News correspondents and producers in Postmortem, a weekly deep dive. Listen to 48 Hours wherever you get your podcasts.
Inspired by the life of the savvy and ambitious Colombian businesswoman Griselda Blanco comes a new Netflix original limited series. Griselda tells the story of a devoted mother who, with her lethal blend of charm and relentless savagery, creates one of the most powerful cartels in history. Witness Sofia Vergara's captivating transformation into the godmother of the underworld. Griselda, streaming January 25th, only on Netflix.
I think when it comes to Russell T. Davies, it'll be interesting to see if he's able to recapture the magic that he had originally.
Mm, yeah.
Or if he will now be influenced by his own seasons mixed with his love of early Doctor Who.
I reckon, yeah.
Or if he's like, I like what's going on now, I'm going to keep doing that.
Yeah, it is tricky to. It must be a complicated position where you basically have this, like, kind of a legacy that you need to keep up with. Yeah.
But is Moffat going to be back as well, or is it just Russell T. Davies?
Just Russell T. Davies.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Moffat's busy writing that Dracula show? No, everyone hated that. Good cancer.
That was like, it was only four episodes.
It was done.
Four part episode. It was done. Everyone's like, oh, the first episode's so good.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the second one is great. Yeah. Shits the bed.
Shits
don't
the
worry,
bed.
Don't worry. Don't worry.
Chat. Damn.
Yeah. What's Stephen Moffat up to? Let's find out.
Yeah, what is he up to?
Writing for a career that'll be shorter.
Yeah.
I was wrong. Sherlock, Dracula, The Unfriend.
Oh, okay.
Which is a play. Oh, yeah. He's
he's going theater mode.
Yeah, he's going theater mode.
Oh, that's nice. Let's see. Well, like, do you reckon he'll... Okay, let's see. Thinking of some of the Russell T. Davies
era
hits. So the Angels.
Oh, yeah.
But
no,
I feel
the
like...
Angels are Moffat. Oh, wait.
But, introduced. Yep. So when he was a showrunner. So I'm like, yes, it was Moffat's episode. But I feel that then Moffat really...
He kind of ran with it.
That dead horse.
Yeah, absolutely.
With the Angels.
Yeah.
So probably I don't think we're going to get the Angels.
It's just so hard for me to remember Doctor Who.
And there was like that's the Silence episode with the library.
Well,
those guys were pretty cool.
That was a good one. What about the doctor's wife?
The doctor's wife. But that's all sort of been done with Matt Smith.
Yeah. Right?
So that's sort of like all tied in a little bow there.
Rose?
Yeah.
Rose come back?
Rose I don't is in think that so, side universe, yeah.
Rose has popped up a couple of times since then.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, but not like, not recently.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think she's met Jodie Whittaker, but I'm pretty sure she's in a Capaldi thing.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of...
Maybe I'm just getting confused with Day of the Doctor, like that 50th anniversary.
Yeah.
She's definitely in that.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's her, yeah. Her and David Tennant are... it's a story that happened while they were
doctoring together.
David Tennant's Doctor has a bunch of weird doctors of himself around.
Yeah.
Like if he's kind of given a regeneration to Donna Noble, he made a human him.
Mm.
It's just like a lot of David Tennants running around.
I wouldn't be surprised if they used this to revisit the human Doctor and put a proper close on that. Because people have been clamoring to see what's been going on.
Oh, yeah.
Again, at least the last time I checked, which was 6 years ago.
They might
just be like, I want to check in and that Doctor and Rose, they're living a pretty nice life.
Do the thing that he did for Rose for Donna.
Make another version of him, send it to a different universe with Donna.
Or send Donna to the Rose and mortal him universe. I don't know if you're looking for a third, but here you go.
Donna doesn't want to fuck.
No, I know. He could be your husband and your best friend, and then I'll go die.
Leave me alone.
I bet he's ever frustrated with it all. Everybody wants a fucking piece of me.
I've never met that doctor, and that doctor be like, I don't know who she is.
I don't know who these people are.
How awesome is it that when the doctor picks up Rose Tyler, a 19-year-old girl, he's like, hey, our first adventure into space, I'm going to show you the end of your world. I'm going to show you Earth blow up.
That was pretty cool. I might do that, though.
Yeah. What do you want to see? Well, I want to see how does the world blow up.
Right. Yeah, okay, fair
enough.
Does
Rose pick?
Maybe Rose picks.
Oh, Rose? Maybe Rose does pick.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I do like that woman made from just skin.
Yeah, Cassandra.
Yeah.
Lady Cassandra. She'll be back.
Yeah, she could be. Yeah, okay.
Face of Bow?
Face of Bow!
Well, Captain Jack.
Maybe.
They're never really tying up Bow
Captain
on that.
Jack will probably be back.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, but I thought they did sort of like, well, I guess they hinted it.
They hinted at it, but there was never really...
Oh, well, I mean, the hint is like, my nickname used to be the Face of Bo.
Weird nickname, dude.
Scrap.
What?
Yeah. You know, because like, so the Face of Bo is supposed to be older than the universe.
It's just Captain Jack can't age or can't die now.
Yeah,
but I can't remember what happened to it.
Or what, like the last season?
What do you mean?
What causes him to be immortal?
I don't know. He's like a little fuck up in time. Something's wrong. He's like a little paradox man.
Why is he
immortal?
I still
can't get over
I remembered. No, I don't.
He's him being like, my nickname is Face of Bo. In what context?
Face of Bo!
No, he's talking about how he's like, I used to be a model for something. They used to call me the Face of Bo.
What's Bo if he was the face of
it? It was either
a town
town or something like that. And
a
like
perfume.
Because like the TARDIS hated Jack.
Yeah.
Because it's like an anomaly. He can't die from age or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he grabs on the TARDIS like, fuck that. And they go to the end of the universe.
I see.
And they go back again or whatever. And like the Face of Bo was meant to be like older than time itself, which only really makes sense if it's like a time traveler.
Yeah, yeah.
So everyone was like, oh yeah, he lived so long he became a big face.
It'll happen to you.
Yeah.
Big face in a tank too.
And he's like, goodbye, old
friend.
Looked
after by cat nurses.
When he dies.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the Face of Bo dies.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
Being a big head's coming for all of us.
Being a big head's not enough to save you from death, you know?
Do you reckon our audience, and I know that with us joining Wood Elf, our audience is probably skewed a bit more American now, but do you think we've accidentally caused a civil war in the UK by our listeners have taken to the street to riot? And the other side of the civil war in the UK is just people that don't know who we are that are fighting back at these people that have been turned violent by... Us probably misremembering Doctor Who.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I remember enough.
I think it's...
They killed Yanto in the last season of Torchwood, and I hated that.
Yeah.
No, wait, the second last season. No?
What was
the first one? The last one? Which was happened there? Was that the dead... The death?
So, Torchwood season one. Torchwood season two.
Yeah, both
Torchwood.
Great. Yeah. Children of Men.
Children of... Earth?
Yeah. Yeah, that's when they killed Yann Toh, those pieces
and then,
of shit. Yeah.
Then Torchwood Miracle Day.
That was bad. That was a bad one.
Last Doctor Who thing I remember is Matt Smith's in a labyrinth with a Minotaur, and he's like, I get it, Minotaur. I'm sad and lonely too.
See, Doctor Who rocks. What about when Agatha Christie's real and there's a huge bee?
Yeah!
That is fucking great.
I also
he keeps, is it the, he can't have an affair with a queen?
Oh, yeah.
He rides a horse through a painting.
Yeah. Like,
that's what Shadow Ganondorf does in Ocarina of Time.
It's
Doctor
good.
Who rocks? When it's stupid, it still rocks.
Those Centauran boys or Centauran or whatever they're called, they've got no necks, they look like potatoes.
But
they have like a kill switch on the back of where their neck should be,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, yeah, you just gotta throw a tennis ball at them.
Yeah.
Rhinoceros police.
Oh, yeah.
They were on the moon.
Oh, yeah. Go, bub, bub, bub. They always, they rhyme. Yeah,
yeah, that's right, they
and
do.
And then sometimes Doctor Who throws an episode of huge curveball like Waters of Mars, which is scary and ends with the that the Doctor saves shooting themselves in the head.
Jay became the Time Lord Victorious.
Yeah, he's like, fuck time rules. And then the lady's like, I should be dead and I'm going to fix this. And then shoots herself.
And he's like, ooh. I maybe need to rethink some way.
I think I've got a date with radiation poisoning.
Yeah.
That was a good episode.
Oh, yeah. Doctor Who's good.
Until it's not.
But cat folk running a hospital.
Yeah, it's good.
Until it's not.
Until it's not. Till I like the radiation poisoning that killed David Tennant. The Doctor Who bullshit affects my body and I need to go for a long walk.
Yeah. Get angry.
Take a 10-year sabbatical from Doctor Who before coming back again.
Yeah.
I reckon I could watch everything that is currently out and that before I need another sabbatical. So.
You think?
You
could get...
I reckon I could do all of, like, Eccleston and Tennant.
Yeah.
And then, like... halfway through Matt Smith, I'm going to be like...
Oh, sorry. Everything that I haven't seen. Sorry, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Before a sabbatical is necessary.
The moment James Corden comes on and he's the roommate to Doctor Who, I'm like, I'm at what? That,
thank you. Goodbye.
I'm going for a walk.
Oh, what about the episode where the guy's girlfriend gets turned into concrete and then she sucks him off?
Oh, yeah.
Love and Monsters.
Moaning Myrtle.
Yeah, Moaning
she
Myrtle.
She become a concrete man.
And it sucks him off. Oh, no, yeah, I do remember that episode.
That was fantastic.
She becomes a goddamn throat goat of concrete.
Because everyone, the Doctor can't, because everyone gets eaten by a monster and their faces are on the monster's guts.
Mm. Yeah.
And the Doctor can't turn him back into people but can put a face on a slab and then you can get sucked off.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the future I want.
Yeah. That's the thing about speculating with Doctor Who. You just don't really know what
anything
could happen.
Like the creatures that we see in it might not be references to anything. There might just be new guys.
Yeah.
New guys that to set up for the next series, that kind of stuff. We're probably going to see like the classic favorites, i.e. Daleks.
Yeah, yeah.
Cybermen, but maybe not, to be honest. Maybe just a couple little sprinkled through here.
Yeah,
but then probably won't be like the big bad. Who did Donna piss off the most?
Well,
four is Daleks.
Yeah, she became the Dr. Donna because of... I keep wanting to say Stavros.
Formerly of Comtown. Yeah, I know.
What's his name?
Yeah, he left. Now it's the Adam Friedland.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
which is funny because that's the guy that doesn't do anything. And then when the show gets in trouble, i.e. when Matty Healy appeared on it, everyone gets angry at Adam Friedland even though he's barely there. Nick Mullins is the one that you should be angry at. There you go, everyone. You're all off the date.
Little Comtown diatribe in the middle of the message.
Davros is the guy
Davros, yeah.
Were you going to say she becomes Davros?
No, you can say Davros is the one who nearly kills her before she becomes Dr. Donna, from memory.
Yeah, and the Doctor gets exterminated by the Daleks in that. But, yeah, so the big bads of that season is Davros.
Mm.
And then the specials, Gallifrey's coming back.
Yeah, it's the Time Lords.
So it's like, who is pissed? Like, who is angry at Donna? Yeah.
I mean, I don't know when the last time we saw Davros is.
Here's the thing. A dangerous thing, because I'll tell you how I learned this Doctor Who information. I saw, someone's blog or something where they're like, what I think about the Child of Time arc in the most recent Doctor Who and how it changes Doctor Who mythology. And I was idly like, okay, and clicked on it. Is Doctor Who a different guy from the past? Near a rock that was a time rock? Maybe he was a little girl in his first incarnation and then he started regenerating through time or some shit?
Sorry, can you go back to the first thing you said?
I don't know what the fuck you were talking about.
I read somebody talking about an arc or a reveal.
A different guy in the past. What do
you... So I read something, somebody talking about an arc or a reveal in the most in Doctor Who that I hadn't seen, where it was revealed that Doctor Who was maybe a little girl on a rock in the early days of, like, a Gallifrey society, and the rock or something did something fucky with time, and then the Time Lords experimented on these kids, and one of them is heavily implied to be the current Doctor, making them have, like, 100 million regenerations, because this is, like, the distant past or something.
So the distant past of Gallifrey, they found a time rock.
Yeah, with a time like baby a in front of it. The little girl.
So so the rock had a time baby. Be in front of the
Here's the thing.
Rock.
This is all about maybe 3 or 4 months ago I was reading this. or 4 months ago I was reading this and I don't know what they were referring to.
But I'm just trying to get the... Okay, so there was...
Something like
early man, how we had the apes got a big club and killed the other apes and we got like the 2001...
Yeah.
But for Gallifrey was a big rock that had a baby.
Or like Gallifrey's were just like a bunch of guys living on their planet. And then they find a big time rock with a time baby in front of it.
Okay.
And they use the magic
I want you to find a time rock, but I know you can't.
I wish I knew.
Jackson is not totally wrong.
Excellent. So there's a time rock?
No. So the Doctor was originally known as the Timeless Child.
Okay. Close to time baby.
Which is revealed in the Jodie Whittaker seasons.
Okay. We are ruining the Jodie Whittaker seasons for you, my dude.
That's all right.
That'll still be good to watch.
Yeah. And also, like, I still don't really know what the fuck.
Yeah, okay. What the hell's a time baby?
But even like with Jodie Whittaker becoming the Moss, I'm like, how the fuck do they explain that?
Yeah. Okay, so there's a timeless
one. What does degeneration look like?
Yeah.
Is it painful?
I mean, they shoot a beam out of their mouth.
It looks awesome. It actually looks like it feels great.
It comes out of like their neck.
Yeah. Neck hole and arm holes.
And leg holes. The Doctor was originally known as the Timeless Child, as revealed in The Timeless Children.
Okay.
This episode substantially altered knowledge of the Doctor's origin. Blah, blah, blah. In the Doctor's revised and expanded origin story, a native Gallifreyan...
Mm-hmm.
Shabogan scientist and explorer named Tecton.
Shabogan?
Tecton. All right.
I'm Tecton from Shabogan.
Maybe it's T-E-C.
Tekken. Do you say Tekken?
Tekken?
T-E-C-T-E-U-N.
Tekken.
Okay, good stuff.
Discovered the child as a young girl next to a portal to another reality. Tecton adopted her as her own and discovered that the child has the capacity to regenerate her body indefinitely.
So that's the Doctor.
Yeah, after much study, Tecton...
So they just lied to little Tecton and being like, you have a little bit of...
Well, I think
involves... Father Time is like, I'll give you more.
Tecton genetically incorporates his ability into some of the Shabogan race, who became the basis of the formation of the elite Time Lords, although their regenerations were forcibly limited to 12. After many regenerations, Tecton inducted the Timeless Child into a clandestine operative group within the Time Lords known as the Division. The secrecy of the Division was required Tecton to eventually wipe all of the Timeless Child's memories up to that point and leave them, reduced in age, to a child once again in Gallifreyan society. This is where the Doctor's memories begin, with his boyhood as the first Doctor.
There you go.
The Doctor was a secret agent child, maybe.
So he was the born Doctor near was, a time rock or
and
whatever.
Well, from a parallel universe.
Another
maybe.
Reality. Then they used the Doctor's DNA
to make all the other
Time Lords.
Yeah.
Time Lords, yeah.
And then,
really, when Father Christmas was like, I bestow you the gift of original, was really just old Matt Smith having like an old brain episode.
Oh, actually,
to try and be like, oh, maybe I get more. Oh, there's Father Time giving blessing.
No, because I just remembered.
Spells.
Yeah. Matt Smith gets the. It's from like the. Gallifrey is coming back in that as well, I think. And I think Gallifrey gives him the regeneration.
Even
again.
Though they don't need to.
Well, no, because the regenerations of the elite Time Lords is forcibly limited to 12. So maybe it's just a fucking.
They're just on a switch they flick, yeah.
But the kid.
Brother, I don't know.
Yeah. Anyways, crazy yeah, look, how right it was. I also think there is a doctor that I. There's a lady doctor that we're missing.
Were you thinking about the little girl doctor?
No! I'm not.
But I looked at the list of
I
doctors.
I was right about the other thing.
Hang well, on your list was Endless Child on that list at the top. Maybe
Timeless
it was an incomplete
child
list.
Wasn't there.
Maybe this idiot's correct.
Which doctor fought in the war. Time War?
Yeah.
Mm.
You'll find her. She's real.
We saw a good chunk of the war. Didn't we in the special?
I don't know.
Yeah. I wonder if we'll see a bit more of that. But
my knowledge of Doctor Who, Joss Abbott, is only oddly specific.
Yes. Yes.
I have no real general knowledge, but yes. Some parts I
wow, knock it out of the
knock it out of the park.
Okay,
I think I'm right.
Okay,
because I can't find any mention of a secret doctor.
Who am I thinking of?
I don't know.
Well, we'll all watch the Jodie season, and then we'll reconvene,
and we'll find out if I'm right or wrong. Well, I don't know if we're any closer to figuring out what's going to happen in the special that's coming.
So I guess, it'd be the episode one will probably end with Donna seeing the Doctor and being like, ooh,
yeah.
I know you.
I hope she goes, ooh.
She'll say,
skinny man.
Yeah. And then it'll be the episode two will be the continuation of that, like directly. And then it's just like, oh, no, her head's going to. And then maybe try and fix that.
Yeah.
And then episode three will be just like Dr. Donna in full force being a fucking badass.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think Christopher Eccleston will be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon that's very possible.
I reckon Eccleston or Matt Smith.
Yeah.
It'd be very funny if, he regenerates, like, not into this new guy that's been announced.
Regenerates back into Eccleston. Yeah. Oh, my God, it's a doctor going backwards.
Do it again.
Oh, yeah. Like, imagine if, like, say, episode one is Tennant, episode two is Smith, and episode three is Eccleston.
That would be fucked. Paul McGann could also pop up because he's pretty loved now.
Just like, or like he regenerates and there's like instead of like one, like two people. Three
he splits.
People,
osmosis. No. Yeah. Mitosis.
Mixomatosis. Kill the rabbits.
Yeah.
We've got too many rabbits.
Yeah, what we doing? The diseases ain't working.
That would be huge, but I reckon it would have leaked by now although it's in November. It wouldn't have even been filmed yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it must have been filmed because there's a trailer.
Yeah.
You're a clever one, Joldish.
But that could all just be episode one.
Yeah, that's
could
true.
All be episode one, correct.
Yeah.
Let's find out when it was filmed. Because if it
all,
has...
It will be done by now.
I would imagine so.
And I guess, like, yeah, hopefully people are going to, like, we're going to shut the fuck up because that's a big reveal and, you know, Doctor Who is beloved.
Yeah, I can see Eccleston
which we will find out when we release this episode.
Oh, yeah.
Americans won't listen and the UK will go... We'll
riot.
Yeah, they'll pick...
How much is a plane ticket to Australia? Worth it!
We are bringing weapons.
We're coming. They're gonna... Sorry, guys, you can't... Sorry, everybody. Please step back. Everyone who's come through the security detectors have been... It's a weapon.
Yeah.
So we all need you to line up. It's for the baseless...
Please, come on through.
Please. Here, take my gun.
Yeah. Join the queue. There'll be a ring of the doorbell.
Hello?
Who could that be? And you'll be run through with a sword.
Oh, blimey.
Who is it, dude? And then I'll walk into the sword to look over your neck or whatever.
Oh. Ow. Just stabbed with like a flag with the Union Jack on it.
We're sorry. We don't know. We haven't watched it in a long time. We wanted to talk about Doctor Who.
Oh, they've got Donna's grandpa coming back. He died after the filming. Just.
Oh, cool.
He completed his role and then died.
Oh, that's nice. Nice to get him back.
There is a character.
Yeah.
Yasmin Finney.
Yeah.
Joined the cast for the anniversary to portray a character named Rose.
Could be anyone.
Could be. What about if she's the daughter of Mortal Doctor and...
Don't call... Don't call your kid after you. But then again, that people do all the time.
Yeah, this is Rose Jr.
This is, you know, I'm Richard the Third.
Yeah.
As my father was Richard the Second.
Richard Second, exactly.
I would name my son Richard the Fourth.
I think it's going to be coincidence.
My granddad was Richard, actually called Richard Jr.
Yeah, and then Richard the First.
And then when I became Richard the Third, then we called him Richard the Second. But for all his life, he was Richard Jr.
Yeah. This will be Rose the Second. Rose Two.
Nkuti Gatwa is appearing in this season. So okay. I don't know when. And well, Neil Patrick Harris is playing.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even talk about that. Neil Patrick Harris seems to be the main bad guy.
Yeah.
Who are
Davros?
They? Davros? They
the
could
master.
Be. That's a tricky thing. Neil Patrick Harris could be coming back as Davros, who through time powers has become Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah.
It's Doctor Who is almost impossible to speculate about
but
in many
exciting.
Ways.
I'm invigorated. I'm charged up.
Yeah. Va-va-voom.
I'm going to explode, Jerry. Anyway, good stuff, I reckon.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
The casting didn't have any huge surprises for me, except that there is a character called Rose in this, and that Bernard Cribbins is back. I honestly thought he died like 5 years
ago. Me
too,
yeah.
But no, it was last year.
All right, you got any swingers for the fences? Come on. Swing, bada, bada, swing.
Every doctor will appear.
I keep thinking that too.
They've done it before.
Yeah, all the doctors will join together.
They've brought back so that Capaldi's last episode brings back the first doctor.
Oh, yeah.
They team up. But that's the first. You know how they, like, made Adventures in Time and Space whatever? Which is, like, a recreation of the
first
doctor being invented. Yeah. But then also has moments that tie into the show. but the actor that portrayed the first Doctor in that is the actor that portrays the first Doctor in the Capaldi episode.
My swing for the fence is it'll be all of the, not every Doctor ever, because it's a lot of guys.
Yeah.
But all the ones that in the modern era coming together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Eccleston, Smith, Tennant.
Capaldi.
Whitaker.
John Hurt, rest in peace.
John Hurt, rest in peace. They'll all come back.
That lady doctor that was in the war that you are convinced.
Possibly invented.
It'll be so funny. I'm going to be like 6 hours in and then they're like, yeah, the lady doctor from the war. I'm like, fucking goddamn it, Jackson.
You'll come into work the next day and I'll be like, hey man, you just punched me in the back of the head.
I like that you say hello, so therefore are probably facing me.
Jack, can you turn around for a sec? Yeah, why?
Yeah, of course, dude.
Wow, the hallway does look lovely today.
Gone
sprawling.
So, Catherine Tate will play one of her famous characters from the Catherine Tate Show.
the Nan movie!
Oh, the Nan!
This will tie into the Nan movie.
What does she always say? What's her catchphrase?
No,
her catchphrase is like, what a fucking cheek, or something like that.
What a piece of shit.
It's like that. The cheek is because the Nan sketches in the Catherine Tate Show.
You limey cunt.
It's like that. Her nephew comes around, or grandson.
You piece of worm food.
That's what she's like. Her grandson comes around. And then she puts the cigarette out in his goddamn face.
Make Nana cup or I'll bash you. And everyone's like, woo!
We love the Nan.
Yeah.
The Nan movie was meant to be set in medieval England, and they changed it really late into production, and now there's animated pieces to fill in the blanks.
That rules.
Did the Nan movie do the Nan sketch bit, which is where somebody comes in and she's really nice to them, and then they leave and she's really mean to them?
Like, what a piece of garbage.
Yeah, like, it's like somebody comes in and they're like, sorry, Nan, I don't have any Earl Grey tea. Would you like some English breakfast? And she's like, oh, that's fine, dearie. And then she leaves, and then the Horse Nan says piss. To her grandson, like, what a fucking cheek, or something like that.
So
this will cause another riot in the UK.
They know nothing about the Nan movie.
So the Nan movie was directed by someone who removed their name, so there is no credited director.
That's awesome.
It was originally, so Josie Rourke, who directed Mary Queen of Scots, was meant to direct it. The movie was going to be called This Nan's Life.
Yeah.
After initial filming, the film was retooled substantially. The film originally took place in 1940s London. Those scenes were scaled back and new footage, greatly expanding the modern-day road trip sections, were filmed without Rourke at a low cost, with animation sequences used to fill any gaps.
Oh my God.
So it was meant to be like the Nan's entire life, but they were like, go on a road trip with a grandson she hates.
And it is, what a fucking liberty.
What a fucking liberty. That's what she says.
Mm.
That's good.
That's a perfect thing to end the episode on, I think.
Yeah, I think so too.
So yeah, she'll be there.
Yeah. Put the Nan in it. And on that note, I never do it. I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Joel Zammit.
I've been Joel Dusha. And UK, you are so welcome. if you want us back at any time, just let us know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There is a big chance that this is going to get our passports cut up. Hi, we're based on speculation. We're here for a podcast tour. Right this way into this booth where just hand me your passports. You for you.
Sorry, did you say booth?
Into the booth?
I fucking said booth.
Do you mean the booth full of bobbies with billy clubs? Yeah! Okay.
Let me hold your fucking passports, all right? How about that? Because you think you're the boys that think it's funny to talk shit about Doctor Who.
I noticed. I noticed that you're hovering quite close to that shredder.
Yeah, because we wouldn't eat those passports. Okay, all right. Well,
where you're going, fellas, you ain't going to need fucking shit except fucking medical attention. How about that? Bonk.
We watched heaps and heaps of Home Improvement on the plane.
That's what we described. It'd be a really funny bit for this 26-hour journey if we only watch Home Improvement. That's the only form of entertainment we're allowed. That'll be fun. Yeah. I think that'll give us good content.
Sharing, like, you know, two headphones between the three of us.
It's tool time.
We're getting bashed by the bobbies. One of them's got their arm around my neck, choking me out. I'm eyeballing one of your tears streaming down my face. You're getting backed, smacked in the back of the head. We all start laughing. Like Tim Allen!
And this has been another episode of Base of Speculation, and we've been the BS boys. Don't you forget it.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sandspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.